Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic skyline of Buckhead, where the weather is absolutely marvelous, a nice, crisp fall day. Well, we have a lot to talk about today with the entire Obamacare and the ability for the federal government to continue operating with a shutdown looming in the next few hours, and the hand-wringing of some of the Republican accommodationists who are fearful of losing their positions. The Democrats are in lockstep with Barack Obama, you know, give us as much money as we want. As long as we can print it, we'll use it without any, I mean, any regards for fiscal responsibility. They just don't have any. Now, this is an important issue. When Obama took control, we've said this many times, the national debt was $10 trillion, way too high. It was about five when Bush took control, so he increased it substantially, essentially fighting two wars on a credit card. Did we need to be in Afghanistan or Iraq? Did we need to overthrow Saddam Hussein? Were there, you know, I think at this point those things, you know, are seriously in question. But we continued to throw money after money, not just in Afghanistan, but for entitlement programs that we cannot afford. And President Obama had the audacity the other day to say, well, just because we raised the debt ceiling doesn't mean that we're going to incur more debt. That's kind of like saying, okay, we're going to raise the speed limit from 70 miles an hour to 90 miles an hour, but that won't increase the rate at which people will drive. It just isn't true. Richard, how are you today?
I'm fine, Jack. Did you just see the president just gave a little 10-minute speech?
I didn't catch it. What did he say?
Well, he basically said, look, if you try and stop any of this stuff, because Obamacare is helping everyone and it's going to be the right thing. And he did say, which is kind of ironic that you bring it up, he said that the debt is on a decline, which I found rather interesting to hear because I wasn't quite sure that that's the truth. But then there was a few things
Let me just interrupt you here for 1 second, because I just so happen to have the U.S. debt clock in front of me looking at it.
Is it going down? Is it going down?
It's going up. Since we brought the subject up, it's gone up $100,000. I'd like to have that $100,000, wouldn't you?
He was wrong? Are you saying that the president made a mistake?
I say he lied.
Oh.
Because
you mean like Obamacare? Obamacare is going to help everyone. Everyone is going to be helped. But if they shut down the government, then the Republicans have done it, and they're mean
You know, that's just like telling a child no in the store when they want things that you can't afford or that aren't in their best interest or aren't in the budget. No. Well, what does a kid do? He pitches a fit, cries and wails, you smack him on the butt, and you say no again, and you don't buy it. And he thinks you're mean for a moment. Yeah, right. But, you know, at the end of the month, you still have food on the table. Instead of him buying whatever little thing it was that cost money that you don't have and you can't buy food, or you can't pay for the electricity, or you can't pay
Jack,
for the car payment.
Jack, 47 million people can afford it now because they're on food stamps.
Ah, there you go. Here is what the U.S. debt is.
What is it?
$16,958 billion. That's like if you were buying something for $17 and you say it's $16.98, I'd round that up to 17, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
This time last year, we were at the same place, going from 15 to 16. Every year, this colossal failure has been in office. He has incurred more than $1 trillion worth of debt that we don't have, all in the name of the future generations. And let me just tell you this right this second. Every taxpayer in the United States, their part of it is $148,000. That means you, Nancy, your two sons, their two
wives,
and your three grandchildren. Between in your little family right there, that is about
$1.5 million
because there's about 10 people.
Yeah.
$1.5 million. All right, you know,
Will you
do me a favor? I want, you know, I mean, Obama needs some help. Will you write him a check for $1.5 million right now?
No, I haven't gotten my food stamps yet.
You know, here's the thing, and I remember our father saying this when we were young. He was very crude, and we may get a little bit in trouble for this, but I'm going to say that President Obama, we should rename him President Piss It Away, because that is what he is doing for our future. He is pissing it away on frivolity, and we cannot afford this. And I want to ask you a question. If this government shutdown is so horrible, why is Obama playing golf on Saturday afternoon instead of trying to talk to John Boehner or some of the members of the House of Representatives to figure out a way to avoid this? And why didn't Harry Reid work on Sunday? And why did he not even come into his office until 2:00 this afternoon?
Because they don't plan on doing anything about it. They want
That's
the
exactly
Republicans.
Right.
Yeah.
Here is their goal and their purpose. Obama is not a leader. He doesn't know how to lead, but he does know how to blame.
Yeah.
And this is what he wants to do. He wants to try and make political capital out of this to be used a year from now in the election, so that he can try and retake the House of Representatives. That's his purpose. But we don't have a leader. We don't have somebody that's in there saying, okay, what is the best thing for the United States of America? What is the best thing for Dick and Nancy? and David and Michael and their wives and their children. What is the best thing for this for these families? How are we going to serve them to make this nation work? They don't care. And they're not interested in the people. Really, they're not interested in the people who are having to pay the $148,000 each one of them. Who they are interested in are the people who don't have to pay anything, because those are the ones that keep them in power. And those are the people that, you know, that are on disability, on welfare, on, you know, on union people, people that, you know, that are not making any money, people that are dead, people that have the gall to vote in, you know, in six different precincts with six different names. And we have a culture of corruption in this country that is damnable, and it's got to go. And you know what? It isn't just the Democrats. There are a bunch of Republicans that are equally as corrupt.
Federal, too. It's all the way down to state and local governments. They're all corrupt.
Well, you know, there's enough of it that's corrupt that there needs to be a real house cleaning.
Yeah.
We need a return
cleaning
to the things that made America great. I mean, you know, Obama gets up there and he lies and says that, you know, that the debt's going down. How's it going down? I'm sitting here and, you know, it's gone up about $250,000 while we've just been talking in this little amount of time. And how could it be going down when they're not doing anything to stem? If it's going down, then why does he need to increase the ceiling?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd say that's a pretty fair question, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think now that
how many of these people on the great national TV things are going to even ask that question? I mean, here we bring it up on our little Jack Watts Live, with our core people that listen to it, which are, you know, increasing all the time, but we're still very small. And, you know, but the people that listen pay attention, and Americans are starting to pay attention. If the debt is going down, then why does he need to increase the ceiling? You know what? I think that's a very good question.
Well, I think the other thing that, you know, this Affordable Care Act, we keep calling it Obamacare. I think we should start thinking about calling it DemoCare, because it's more, the Democrats have gotten behind him totally. And if it goes down, the Demos should go with it. The Democrats.
Well, the Republicans just passed another bill, you know, kind of a compromise thing here to go. And one of the things that they put in it was that they're taking all of the members of the House, all of the members of the Senate, the president's staff, everybody in his administration, and they're saying, okay, your special health care privileges are gone, and you're going to have to do what everybody else has to do. And they put it in there, and it's kind of what? Sticking it to them.
Yeah.
You noticed that last week when Ted Cruz was up there on that 21-hour filibuster, that Durbin, you know, the sleaze bag from Illinois, stood up and said, you know, well, if you're so much against Obamacare, then how come you're on the, you know, you've got this special thing, and you're all on this special thing? And without missing a beat, Cruz said, no, I'm not. I have not put myself in that. I'm on my wife's health care plan because I told my people that I wouldn't do that.
And, you know, and there was Durbin, you know, making the first mistake that a lawyer should never do, and that is ask a question that you don't know the answer to.
Right, exactly.
So he looked like a fool, which, of course, he is.
Yeah.
But this stuff is just kind of hidden, and, you know, there are the House of Representatives, particularly, also a little bit in the Senate, but for sure in the House of Representatives, there is a strong body of conservatives that were elected in 2010, and even more increased a little bit in 2012, whose goal it is to bring this nation into fiscal responsibility and to turn this thing around. Now, there's also a large group of Republicans in the House, but way more so in the Senate, that are accommodationists. They want to accommodate Barack Obama because they like their cushy jobs, but they're not doing what the American people want them to do, not the people that have elected them. Let's call a few names. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. Corker in Tennessee. McCain, for sure, in Arizona. Those three come to mind right away. And, you know, McCain says he's embarrassed by Ted Cruz, but he calls Hillary Clinton a rock star. The man doesn't have a clue, and he needs to retire.
Yeah.
He's been around there too long. I mean, you know, God love him. He served this nation well in Vietnam. He was a prisoner for 5.5 years. And, you know, he was a decent senator for quite a while. But he is no longer.
He's lost it.
In Georgia, Saxby Chambliss, I remember going to the Nikkei, which is now the Hyatt in Buckhead, and there was this huge rally for him. And he stood up there, and he was running against Max Cleland, the Democrat, who had, you know, triple amputee from Vietnam, real liberal, nice guy. He actually lives in my apartment building. I see him almost every day. Real liberal Democrat. He thinks Obama hung the world, you know. And so here's Saxby. I mean, Georgia's a red state. We don't need a Democrat like that. And Saxby stood up there, and I remember him saying, we've got 100 days left in this election. If each one of you out there will make a commitment to tell one person a day about my candidacy, we're going to win this thing if you will make that pledge. And you know what? I made it, and I did it. I talked to somebody every day for those 100 days. He won going away, and now he's at the end of his career, and he's an accommodationist, just like Lindsey Graham and John McCain. And not at all doing the kinds of things that we want him to do. I think it's very sad.
Is that because he had a leg up on the other guy?
Well, you know, good old Max Cleland, he had his troubles with women, where they caught him on tape and they played it all over about him, you know, having these, you know, sex conversations. And they had political ads where they had him doing these things. And I don't think that helped his cause very much. It's certainly not in a state like Georgia. Now, up there where you're living in Massachusetts, that might be to his benefit.
Yeah.
I mean, because they certainly got, you know, Bonnie. And Teddy Kennedy, I mean, he was a big deal up there.
Yeah.
At any rate, you know, that's neither here nor there. We got a serious problem, And Obama is, you know, he gets up there and he does it. He's got the bully pulpit. So that gives him a leg up on everybody else. And but people in government should not be, they shouldn't govern based on keeping their jobs. They should govern on doing what's right regardless of the consequences. I mean, isn't that, aren't those the values that you that we learn throughout our lives?
I don't, I think that the government has to change, and has to change from the standpoint of, you know, the president has a two-term limit. I think all of these other people should have term limits, and I also don't think that this country should continue to pay them if they spent 2 years in the House of Representatives, and we will continue to pay them their salary for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, that has to go. That just is, I mean, nobody else gets that kind of thing. That breeds corruption.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And absolutely, it does. We've got to change some of those things, you know, that's for sure. Now, when it comes to Obamacare, I mean, here they are, they're trying to, I have a different take, and I say, and you do too. I think they should say, okay, you want Obamacare?
Here it is.
In the mail today, I got something from Kaiser where I have my health thing, and it's like a 200-page book about new things, and I think, oh my gosh, I'll just not go to the doctor. And there was another one that came in from the federal government. Two things in one day. It's just like, this is how everything's going to change and help you. Help you, my you know what.
Yeah.
That just isn't true. They take what isn't broken, and then in this whole healthcare thing that wasn't supposed to cost us money, it absolutely is. It wasn't supposed to pay
and
for abortions. That's how come that Bart Stupak. Yeah, you remember Bart Stupak, the guy from Michigan, may cut the deal with Obama and the like five Blue Dogs Democrats, you know, went along with Obamacare, and that's what got the thing passed. Because Obama said, oh, no, there's not going to pay for abortion. And he just lied through his teeth like he lies about everything else. It absolutely does. And, you know, Stupak, you know, had to retire because he was made a fool of by Obama. And, you know, but who are the ones paying? Us. We're paying for people to abort their babies. I don't like that. I don't think that anybody should. If somebody's going to get pregnant, isn't that their responsibility? What I want to know is if I have absolutely no say-so over a woman's body, because that's the big thing of the feminists, if I have zero responsibility, then why do I have 100% responsibility to pay for it?
Right.
Doesn't that seem just a little odd to you?
No, it sounds a lot odd to me.
Yeah, it sounds a lot odd. If they want to have it to where, you know, where they're going to have abortions, then pay for it yourself.
Yeah.
Your reproduction, if it's your reproduction right, it's your reproduction responsibility.
Yeah.
Nobody ever came over and said, you know what, we're gonna help you raise all your children, and we're going to, you know, take the cost of this and help you with all of it. Yeah, right, nothing. That's what parenting is all about. It's your responsibility, and you take care of your things. But not in our country, and not the way that they want these things to go. So here we are, and Obama is saying that the debt is going down. What a crock. absolutely, positively, 100% not true. And where is it going down? What part of his welfare system is declining? How could it be going down? What is his government pulling back? I mean, we're just about to start Obamacare, and that's going to just absolutely blow the socks off of this, the debt and everything else. It's going to be, I mean, our nation is just, well, literally days away from some horrible consequences of what we've been doing. It's too bad.
He stands up there for 10 minutes and tells all of these stories and lies and whatever the case may be. And then he turns around, and of course, it's the whole Washington news staff is there, and they all start yelling out questions, and he just turns around and walks away. So, I mean, it's real easy to stand up there and lie and then just turn around and walk away. And that's exactly what he does.
Well, he's been elected, and we've got him for 3 more years. And in all of this, none of these scandals have been resolved. Nothing. Not one thing. Nothing has come from Benghazi so far. Nothing has come from the IRS. This woman retires. So she retires with her full benefits after she has pulled these kind of things on the American people. How does that work? How's that fair?
Right.
How's that honest? How's that honorable? It isn't.
No.
Not at all. But,
not
you know,
all.
That's... It's... It, what it does is it makes people like you and me have to be more responsible to take care of things than we should. You know, I notice that when something happens, people, you know, ask me about it on Twitter and Facebook and my blog and everything. Like I'm in the news business. But they know I'm not going to lie to them. And we've gotten to the point where the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, NBC, CBS, and CNN for sure are untrustworthy. And, I mean, untrustworthy they manipulate the news to consistently give this guy a pass. And we're supposed to just believe this baloney, and
but they don't come out with any of the negatives. That just doesn't make the news at all. With
they,
them,
you know, they keep telling us that we've got chicken salad, and we know that it's chicken. You know what? But you know, with a smile, we're supposed to just eat it. And I'm tired of it. We want our nation back. And, you know, they have all of this stuff now where, you know, the religion of peace, isn't it so wonderful? And the extremists are Christians and Catholics. Well, that's nonsense, and it's not going to happen, and we ain't going to play that game, and we're going to continue to tell the truth. We're going to keep going forward. We're going to just, as long as we, you know, have our brains and our ability to talk and ability to communicate with people and to tell them the truth and to teach them things, we're going to do it. You know, they have a thing where they...
And Jack, they're going to hear the truth here on the Watch Line.
The Watch Line. That's I should have done that. The Watch Line. Listen, we're out of time, so let me just say this. You know, Patriots, good job last night. Go Red Sox. And God
see you
bless
next you week
and
on the
God
Watch
bless.
Line.
Yeah, the United States of America
on the
Watch Line. Bye-bye.
That's